Hello.
Hi, Quincy.
Hi.
Hi, this is AJ. I'm calling this evening because I'm calling from the National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, sir, no.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Let's see here. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? We have white.
What?
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race? We have white,
African-American, black, whatever you want to call it.
African-American, black, okay. This survey shouldn't take too long. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and
Congress? I'm going to vote. I'm a voter.
Well, you definitely vote.
Yes, I will be at the poll.
Definitely vote, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your age?
I'm getting a little nervous now. I don't want to go too far, you know. just talking about age and all that, you know, just out of the blue. I mean, no offense, you know.
No, I apologize. Yeah. No, it's just part of the survey. What is your age? I do apologize.
I don't want to discuss my age, man. I really don't.
Okay, you prefer not to answer that one? No problem.
Yeah.
No problem. Can I just see here? And then
old enough to vote. I put it like that. That's the best I can give.
Yeah. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10, with 0 being not at all motivated or 10 being extremely motivated.
8. I said 8.
8? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to vote. I mean, I ain't head over heels or nothing, but I'm going to vote. Do plan on voting.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat closely. Matter of fact, I'm watching the news right now. I'm a news guy.
Somewhat closely?
Yeah, closely.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent?
I'm a Democrat. I'm telling you that now. Democrat.
I'm a Democrat. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Just a regular old Democrat.
Let me see. Strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat, would you say?
I don't know. He should have had something in between, but not so strong.
Well, we do have strong Democrat, not very strong Democrat, and we have don't know, you know.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that means. I mean,
don't know. You want to go with don't know? Or a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? We have strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved, or don't know?
I'll just say don't know on that.
Don't know. Okay. And thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed? We have very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied, or don't know?
Don't know.
Don't know? And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse, or don't know?
That's staying about the same to me.
Stay the same, okay. Thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. We have reducing crime. We have protecting abortion rights. We have improving K through 12 public school education. We have combating division and racism. We have making college more affordable and forgiving student debt.
We say two of them I'm picked.
Yep, two of them. You can
crime, the crime and the racism part. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Reducing crime and combating division and racism. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, okay? If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. That's okay. Cornell West, would you say 0 to 100?
Don't know.
Don't know, okay. Hakeem Jeffries? Hakeem Jeffries? Don't know.
Don't know.
Okay. Donald Trump, 0 to 100 with 0.
What'd you say, 50 to 100, something like that?
0 to 100 with 100 being favorable to him and 0 being kind of cold, no, not so warm.
I'll give him, probably about 60.
60?
70, something like that, 60, yeah.
60, okay. Joe Biden, 0 to 100? Or no opinion or never heard of him?
No opinion, because I don't know what all he did to you.
Okay. Democrats in Congress. How would you feel about the Democrats from 0 to 100?
Democrats from 0 to 100. That's 80%.
80%? Okay. We have Kamala Harris. How would you feel about her? 0 to 100?
85.
85? Okay. We have Tim Scott, 0 to 100. How would you feel about him?
No opinion or never
heard of him?
No opinion, never heard of him.
Never heard of him, okay. Republicans in Congress, 0 to 100. No opinion or never heard of?
No opinion.
No. Okay.
No.
Appreciate your patience. We're just about a few more minutes from being done. And I still know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornell West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so. We have Joe Biden. We have Cornell West.
Undecided.
Okay. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? We have yes, a lot. We have yes, some. Only a little, nothing at all, or don't know?
Only a little.
Only a little. Ed, has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Let me see. We have much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, and don't know.
Somewhat less favorable.
Somewhat less favorable. Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards the Biden administration?
I don't know. Like I said, I watch news a lot. You know, I just, you know, every now and then I hear a few things, this and that, you know. You know,
different
news, whatever. Yeah, just different topics they be on, you know.
Different topics, okay.
Yeah. Some of it don't sit too well, you know, just from me hearing, you know, on TV.
Different topics, some don't sit too well. All right. Let's see here. And
it's gonna be long, sir, because I'm in the middle of about to make a important phone call. Just letting you know now.
Yeah, no problem. Just like about 2-3 minutes. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? We have yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little.
Yes, some.
Nothing at all.
Yes, some.
Yes, some.
Some. Yes, some.
And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him? We have much more favorable, somewhat more
less favorable at the moment. Yeah.
Much more unfavorable, or somewhat more unfavorable.
Somewhat more unfavorable.
Somewhat more unfavorable. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Well, I guess about the trial thing, you know, I wasn't aware of all that, you know, all that the indictment stuff going on with him. Yeah.
Okay, so the trial. Okay. No problem. I appreciate your patience. We're just about done. Now I'd like to read to you what some others have said that they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose two. We have stagnant wages and rising costs. We have rising crime and violence. That's one, okay?
That's one.
We have
that's two.
Rising crime and violence. Those, okay?
Those two, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yep. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
Yes.
The rise of white supremacy and the nationalism.
Yes.
Donald Trump getting elected president again. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. The lack of quality education opportunities and cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
Yeah, there's quite a few of those.
Quite a few of those?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. We'll go with the first two, if you'd like. The stagnant wages and rising costs, rising crime and violence. Those are the first two you said. Okay. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better dealing with that issue. We have security our borders. Trump, much better?
That one, definitely. That one.
Do you think Trump would be much better at that? Trump somewhat better, Biden somewhat better, or Biden much better at securing our borders? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
Don't know?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
Ricky, okay. Who do you think would do a better job at bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs? Trump much better, Trump somewhat better, Biden somewhat better, Biden much better, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. The rise, who do you think would do a much better job? The rise of, with the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Trump much better, Trump somewhat better, Biden somewhat better, Biden much better, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Don't know? Okay. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, Trump much better, Trump somewhat better, Biden somewhat better, or Biden much better, or don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you. Trump much better, Trump somewhat better, Biden somewhat better, Biden much better, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Implementing and commence gun reforms that help keep the guns out of the hands of the people who shouldn't have them. Trump much better, Trump somewhat better, Biden somewhat better, Biden much better, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, we're just about done here. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference? We have much more likely to support Joe Biden, somewhat more likely to support Joe Biden, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference, or you don't know?
No difference.
No difference, okay? As you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult actress, film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think that the trial was fair or unfair? We have very fair, somewhat unfair, very unfair, don't know.
Somewhat fair. Oh, yeah.
Somewhat fair?
Yeah. Yeah.
And just about done here. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, don't know.
Somewhat agree, somewhat.
Somewhat agree, okay. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not often?
Often.
I don't know.
Often.
Often? Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive most information? We have TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, other, I don't know.
I'd say TikTok and YouTube.
TikTok and YouTube, okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purpose only, and we're just about done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? We have 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, sub-college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, or don't know?
Vocational certificate, you know, after did like
some
10 years. And, yeah.
Some college or vocational
certificate? Some college, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married, okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Nope. Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? Or you
moderate.
Don't know? Moderate, okay. And we're just about done. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year or hardly ever?
Once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month.
Month.
Perfect. Okay. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all or more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Half.
About half. Okay.
Yeah.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural, or you don't know?
Rural.
Rural. Okay.
Yeah.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No, sir. No.
Nope. Okay, 97%, we're just about done. Were you born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All right, thank you.
Have a wonderful evening, okay? Thank you.